officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. Joining us are President and CEO Ron Peterson, Chief Nursing Officer Shannon Nocticle, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. And Ron, we'll let you start with the latest statewide numbers this morning.
Well, thank you, Brad. I appreciate that. On a statewide basis, we've been able to test 73,215 individuals. 164 are positive, so 69,051 are negative. That puts the ratio of positive to being tested at about 5.6, which is a really low and very good ratio. We're really pleased with that. But of the 4,164 that have tested positive, 59 are currently hospitalized. And of the 59, there are 12 that are currently on vents. We have had 3,220 recoveries across the state, so there are actually 944 active cases right now, according to the Arkansas Department of Health website. For Baxter County, the website is showing that 405 individuals have been tested. 5 are positive, so 400 are negative, so that is an extremely good ratio. And actually, we've had 5 recoveries, so at the current moment, there are 0 active cases in Baxter County. As a system, we have tested 735 individuals, so obviously the state website's a day or two behind on that, but we've tested 735 individuals, and Brad, believe it or not, we've had 0 positives and 735 negative results so far.
That is good. Now, Ron, on Friday, Governor Hutchinson provided a new Phase 2 directive on resuming elective procedures. So what does this mean for Baxter Regional?
Well, you know, the Phase 2 directives really had 2 big changes in it from the Phase 1 directive. The first one was that we can now have do elective cases that require overnight stays of up to 48 hours. And so procedures like total joints are considered elective and typically need to stay in the hospital a few nights. And so we'll be able to start doing total joints in cases like that. In addition, there's kind of what I call a health rating to tell how healthy the patient is. It's called the ASA rating, and it's 1 through 5. And initially, we could only do level 1 and 2, which were the healthiest of all individuals. But now we can also do a level 3 patient. And so that probably means people with several chronic conditions are still going to have to wait. And those are the type of patients that take a little longer to recover from surgery, so it'll probably take a little longer length of stay also in the hospital. And so that, I think, is the rationale behind that.
Now, Ron, does this mean that some of the furloughed workers that have been called back or will be called back to work?
You know, we've been fortunate. I wish we could have called everybody back by now, but we have been fortunate after the first directive to be able or mandate to be able to allow us to do elective surgeries. We were able to call back about 73 individuals, and now with this second phase, we're able to call back another 46 individuals for a total of about 119 individuals. That's kind of counting who we're going to be calling back next week also as we're bringing people in.
Shannon, some rural areas in the state are starting to see an uptick in cases. Izard County is up to 13 confirmed cases, Sharp County with 25 cases and 2 deaths now. Is this cause for concern here in the area?
Well, it looks like in Ash Flat specifically, the nursing home there does have some positive cases. Residents are affected as well as some healthcare workers. And you never like it to be in a nursing home facility. That's our most vulnerable population. So I'm sure that that nursing home and community is worried about those patients. As we've seen across our country, the curve is flattening, and that was the ultimate goal. And so we're able to slowly start opening back up our country. It does not mean that COVID's gone and people will no longer be infected. We will still have COVID cases, you know, throughout the spring and summer and possibly even into the fall and winter. But we still have to just make sure that we're washing our hands, practicing social distancing. If you are infected and can manage at home, stay in your home. Those those type things that we've been talking about all along. So, yes, there has been a little uptick in cases in Sharp and Izard County, and hopefully they'll be able to get that under control, and our county will stay safe.
Shannon, you spoke about additional precautions last time we had you on. Does this Phase 2 directive on resuming elective procedures create any changes in those precautions?
No changes in the precautions. I want to reiterate that we test every patient coming in for an elective surgery for COVID-19, and we've had zero positives so far. All have been negative. We screen them for temperatures and symptoms, even with the testing. We screen everybody that comes through our door for temperature and symptoms. Everybody's required to wear a facial covering when they enter our facility. And I know I've talked a lot about sanitizing. We have hand sanitizing locations throughout the hospital. We frequently sanitize our areas of high use, waiting rooms, high touch areas. We use the UV light that I've talked about several times that kills all bacteria that might be missed with cleaning. We make sure that the people in our waiting rooms are sitting apart from each other and not side by side. And so those are all the things we still continue to practice to make sure that our patients are safe and our visitors are safe and our staff are safe.
Stephanie, will Baxter Regional have any issues with the additional testing needed for the Phase 2 directive on resuming these elective procedures?
I don't foresee us having any issues with the additional testing needed. We are getting a trickle in of the testing kits that we need, so right now we're doing good.
What about PPE? How's the hospital doing on that? Any concerns?
We continue to watch this on a daily basis and are starting to see some of our supplies increase and some others we're still having a little bit of difficulty getting in. But right now we're doing okay, and our in-house testing has really been able to help us with this. Now that we don't have to send out our tests and wait 2 days and keep these patients in precautions and utilize a lot of personal protective equipment, that has helped us a lot.
Tobias, of course, last week was Nurses Week, and Hospital Week is this week. How's it different this year, and how's the community show their support?
Well, Brad, it's a lot different this year, you know. And then healthcare, there's a couple weeks that are really important to us. One is Nurses Week, a week where we get to honor our nurses. And historically, we've done something every day on those weeks. And this week being Hospital Week, we would have done something. Matter of fact, today would have been the BRMC Olympics. Historically, where all of our employees would have come together and competed in games, and there would have been prizes, and it's always been fun. But you know, now with COVID and all this, we've not been able to do that. But we've had a wonderful community that's reached out and that's done things that has made this couple weeks special. In fact, last week, Posh Boutique reached out and donated some angel keychains to the nurses, and also had pizza was delivered by Pizza Hut and Domino's. And we still have people coming up, as you come up Hospital Drive, that are praying for us, Brad. And, you know, just all of the outpouring of support, the kind words on social media and the support, you know, as we've posted pictures of nurses. It's a lot different. I mean, but everybody's adjusting, and we're adjusting over here. And, you know, we still, I loved that. I went around and did rounds with Shannon last week as she went around and just thanked all the nurses. And she said something I thought was really great, and that was, when this is all done, we're going to celebrate. And I thought that was really powerful because, you know, she's right. When this is all said and done, we'll all celebrate. And what a wonderful place Baxter Regional is to work and to be.
You bet. Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
Well, you know, I just want to kind of close with saying that with the Phase 2 directives and the resuming of elective procedures, that allows us to be able to assist more people with non-COVID issues. And as Shannon kind of described, all the safety precautions that we are taking and have been taking, we want to make sure that people know that we're here to be able to help them with their health care needs. And also, I just want to reiterate what Shannon kind of said, and that is, as a state, as a nation, and as a state, I think our you know, we've hit our peak, but hitting the peak doesn't mean that COVID is gone, and that we all need to keep our social distancing practices going as we're out in the public, get out in the public more, but we have to make sure that we wear our masks, keep our 6-foot distance, and continually wash our hands.
Definitely. Guys, hey, great information again this morning. We appreciate the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Again, Ron Peterson, Shannon Noctegal, Stephanie Free, Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.